Hello, hello. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your favorite mindset coach and podcast host, Brandon Lynette. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love as you become the writer of your own destiny. In this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. I've had a hell of a time getting this podcast going today. Like the app that I'm going live on, I've been trying for 30 minutes to get it pulled up. So I'm getting this app pulled up so that I could go live on it. And then I'm also pulling up Zoom and trying to prepare. Well, Zoom had an update. Number one, my headphones are not connecting, so I hope the sound is legit. And then the Zoom update, I couldn't find shit. Like it took me about 10 minutes to find the record button. So we're having a hell of a time, but we're here anyway, bitch. Okay. Happy fucking Tuesday. Everybody, I think, is having a pretty good week because we know it's not a full week and we're gonna eat like crazy by the end of it. So, I mean, that's something to celebrate, right? I'm still trying to pull this app up. I'm doing a Hail Mary, but I am excited about today's podcast because I want to tell you guys a little story about someone that I feel like we all know. And I'm just gonna move my microphone a little closer since I'm weary of the sound already. But when I'm talking about change and I'm talking about trauma and I'm talking about like just shit that people are going through, right? Like life, some of the things that I'm talking about are extreme, you know, like especially when I'm coaching women, they think that the situation has to be extreme for some kind of change. And this isn't true. So I want to tell you guys, actually, let me put this up here and see if maybe we could do TikTok Live. Okay, right? I mean, TikTok Live is great. Little housekeeping here. If you guys have not, go down through the show notes and make sure that you're subscribed for my love letters and make sure that you are checking out the books. I put the Audible account, I put the Audible links there because I got asked about that yesterday. One person in the past 6 months have asked about audiobooks, but I literally forget that I have the books on audio. So, audio boot, no, what is it called? Audible. Okay, you guys can hear two of my books on Audible. So I put that up there. That's in the show notes as well. Okay. And then make sure you're following me on Facebook. That's probably where I'm the most active. Okay. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, you guys. Please. I need some love over there. Seriously. Did see a couple people. I got a little spike in the views, whatever. But like I'm tired of fucking around. We need to get this podcast out, and I can't do it without you. Like, I haven't been able to do any of this without you. So from the beginning to now, like honestly, I appreciate your help, but we all have to step it up a little bit. Okay. So share the shit out of this. Talk to people about it. I don't know why I'm starting to get the hiccups either. Jesus. It's time for bed, y'all. It is time for bed. But I want to tell you guys a little bit of story. As I continue to try to pull up this app, Emily talking you guys through this because I do the YouTube video now. So I feel like YouTube is going to be like, why is she just like holding up a blue screen on her phone? That's really fucking weird. So those of you that are just listening to the podcast, you can get an idea. I should be talking to three cameras, not just one. And I'm pulling up TikTok over here. So we're going to go ahead and just do a live on TikTok. Yeah, I'm backing out of this app because what the fuck? I don't. Let's see. Okay. We're going to hit the go live button, babies. On TikTok. I can't get my phone stood up. Let's see if I can actually even pause this in the moment. Okay. So we've got three cameras up today and we're good to go now, you guys. So let's get back to the story. I want to talk to you guys about someone named Emma. And as I'm talking about Emma, I want you guys to understand that we're all Emma. Okay. We're all Emma. And so I'm kind of talking to everybody because Emma has always been like the quiet one, right? Growing up, she was taught to keep her head down. Don't rock the boat. Don't make the waves. Never ask for too much. But like she had shit growing inside of her. Okay. There was a storm brewing. She had dreams. She had ambitions. She had desires that stretched far beyond the quiet life that she carved out for herself, right? Every time she tried to take a step towards something bigger, something better, doubt held her back. So here's Emma for years working at a job that she hates. Okay. She tolerates it. It's the bare minimum. It's bullshit. She's in a relationship that feels more like a habit. Okay. It's just what she knows. There's no love. It's easier to stay in the familiar, to keep playing the role of the good girl who never caused a scene. But like deep down, she knows there's something missing. She feels unseen, unheard, like a shadow of the person that she wanted to be. Then comes the breaking point. After a crazy ass tough day at work, Emma finds herself standing in front of the mirror, tears streaking her face, doesn't recognize the woman staring back at her. She'd become the version of herself that was small, apologetic, and scared. But there was a moment in her life that she felt that whisper. If you've ever read Once Upon a Time, Bitch, you guys know I get that whisper. Like, there is more. You deserve more. And it kept getting louder and louder and louder. And it wasn't easy and it wasn't fast. But you know what Emma did? She like started taking these small steps towards change. She started saying no to the shit that's draining her energy. She started carving out time for herself. She joined fucking yoga class. She started journaling. She surrounded herself with people who saw her for the first time. More importantly, she started listening to her own voice. Emma started trusting her instincts, and she knew that from here on out, she was going to refuse to shrink. And it's the hardest moments that are challenging Emma when she's tempted to fall back into those old patterns. That's when she realizes something powerful. Her worth is not tied to what other people think of her. Her worth is not tied to her past mistakes. She knows in this moment she's worthy simply because she existed. By the time she leaves the loveless relationship and she starts her own business, something she'd always dreamed of, she no longer feared failure. She knew that her power was in the journey. It's the courage to keep going even when things seem impossible. And today she's living that life that will amplify who she really is. That life filled with joy, with purpose, with authenticity. That is why I've done this podcast, because I want to talk to the people that are tired of living in the shadows of who they're afraid to be. There's so much out there for us, and we continue in this common theme of staying stuck in our current circumstance. We're literally victims of our own choices. Victims of our own choices. And because I am all about the seven maxims, I want to talk about, let's get into seven kind of reasons that are contributing to the cycle. Okay. Kind of what's keeping us stuck and afraid of change and afraid of rocking the boat and afraid of having a voice. Okay. The first one is very common for everyone. And I just want to say hello. I've got three cameras on right now. So I just want to say hello to everyone. We're doing a live podcast recording. I'm not live everywhere I want to be, but done is the new perfect. Okay. Done is the new perfect. So I just want to say hi and thank you for jumping on. You're actually getting a sneak peek because this podcast will not be live until tomorrow. So the first thing that I want to talk about is that fear of change, the fear of change and the unknown, because it's fucking scary. Even when we know it's something better, your brain is taught to protect you. So it's going to create fear inside of you. And it just feels scary. People prefer the comfort of familiar shit. I don't know what word I was trying to say, even if it's not serving them, because they're going to fear what might happen if they step into the unknown. This fear of uncertainty paralyzes us. And then all of a sudden, we're being prevented from making the change we desire. Like everything in us just pause, freeze. Okay. It's the fight or flight. We're going to freeze. It's too much. It's too much. We're here. Then you've got your limiting beliefs. Okay. Deep-seated beliefs. Like this shit is ingrained in us since we're little. Okay. We're little. When the world gets their hands on us. And so these deep-seated beliefs about ourselves and the world around us, this holds us back. And these beliefs that I'm talking about, it's the one is like, I'm not good enough. This is just the way I am. This makes people feel like they have no control over the situation, even when they do. These beliefs shape the perception of what's possible, and it limits your ability to take action. And one of the things, this is definitely, I should have said this as number one, because I think that a lot of people trip up on this, but lack of clarity on what you want. We spend too much fucking time on what we don't want, making it clear, this isn't what we want, this isn't what I want. And then you keep getting more of what you don't want because that is where your focus is. I want you guys to start getting some clarity on what it is you want. People feel stuck because they don't have a clear vision of what they want, or they don't have a clear vision of how to get there. And without clarity, fuck yeah, babe, you're gonna feel overwhelmed. It's an aimless move. It makes it harder to take those actionable steps. And this is going to be what propels you into your potential. If you don't know where you're going, how can you make fucking choices to get there? It's where we just find ourselves wishing on a star, right? That's not how this works. We're not wishing. We know that God has promised us abundance, but we had to take the action to move ourselves into that energy. We have that comfort with everything that's familiar. Even when life isn't ideal, a lot of people stay in situations that feel comfortable. That's what Emma did. It's what we're all doing. We stay in places that are not serving us, that are not honoring our potential, that are not honoring our values. We do this because it's comfortable, even if it's dysfunctional. Okay? Kind of like your family table at Thanksgiving. We stay there because it's comfortable. Even if it's dysfunctional, it's just what you know, right? It's what we do. It's the brain's natural tendency to seek that familiarity, and it leads to people that stay in those unfulfilling jobs, in the shitty relationships. They stay in their own bad toxic habits simply because they know exactly what to expect. And even if it's causing them pain, even if it's hurting you. And then all of a sudden, here we are, ching, 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 victim mentality, baby. It's everybody else's fault. Mindset rooted in victim mentality is going to lead you to believe that you have no control over your circumstances. And this is where people struggle with me, because I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. Okay. Everybody wants that sugar-coated. I did a podcast episode yesterday about toxic positivity. Fuck that. I'm not going to say that it's not your fault for being where you are. It's called tough love, and it's called honesty. And that's what you want from people that give a fuck about where you're going. You have absolute control over where you're going. You have control over your circumstances. You do. But you continue to blame everything around you, all the external factors, other people, other events, luck. Okay. Let's see what I have to say about luck. Okay. Everybody on my video today can see I'm holding up fuck luck, bitches. That's how I feel about luck. If you want to know, it's here or it's on Audible. But that's it. You're blaming external forces for your challenges. This mindset is disempowering to you. Then you get to create a narrative that you're at the mercy of your environment rather than recognizing you have the ability to change your response and your experience in this moment. Everybody else's fault. Bitch, it's not. You are exactly where you are because of the sum of your choices. And if you don't like it, if that makes you uncomfortable, if you're like, fuck her, I don't want to listen to this. She doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about. I don't. I never know what I'm talking about, but I know enough to say that you have the power to change anything about your life that isn't serving you. And I get it, because here we are. Number six on my list is that lack of support and accountability. Change is difficult, especially when you're trying to do it alone. Okay. I've done it. I've been there. Don't do it alone. Get a support system, get some mentorship, get a life coach, get some accountability. It's easy to lose motivation and revert back to old patterns, especially if you're surrounded by the same people that have been around you, because everywhere you go, there you are. And if you got three friends that smoke crack, four friends that smoke crack, guess what? Your friend number five, we kind of all just cling to what we do with each other. You need that new support system. You need a new group of friends. I don't want you falling back on old habits because you lack that encouragement and the structure that you need to stay on track. If you're trying to stay clean off of drugs and you're going to a place where you know everybody's fucking high, What do you think you're asking for in your life? Is this going to be changed? And are you going to blame them? No, because you're not forced to be there, right? And then we have this unresolved emotional baggage. Past trauma, hurt, unresolved emotions, all of this is heavy ass weight. And not only do we carry it from childhood, even as adults, we stack the fucking shit over on top. We just keep stacking. How can you move forward when you're being weighed down? When you're carrying this baggage from your past, it's going to cloud any chance of you seeing your ability to make empowered choices for your present potential. That weight causes you to stay stuck in patterns that feel safe, even if they're not healthy. And when you start wrapping all of these up in a big fat ball, okay? Why is TikTok putting me on restriction? I said intertwined in a ball, okay? We're not talking shit, TikTok. Jeez. When people, you know, we put this all together and it's going to keep us, all of these things put together, keep us frozen. We're not going to make any meaningful changes. The key to breaking free, because breaking free is possible, you have to recognize and you have to address all of these limiting beliefs, these limiting factors. You have to learn to cultivate the growth mindset. Take little small steps, get some clarity on where you want to go. Because I've seen it. I've seen firsthand, not just my own experience, but with clients, how shifting from a victim mentality to a mindset of empowerment rapidly, radically transforms lives. Transforms lives. So you're like, I get it, B. I heard all this. I see all the reasons that I'm staying stuck. What now? You have to embrace the power of choice, okay? Recognize that every moment is an opportunity to choose different. This requires taking full responsibility for your thoughts, your actions, and your beliefs. How is this going to help you? Babe, if you can take full responsibility for your thoughts, for your actions, for your reactions, all of this, the best thing that's ever going to happen to you is empowerment. Doing something, taking action is empowering. Taking action is empowering. Understanding that you always have a choice gives you control over your life. This awareness leads to positive shifts, not just in your behavior and not just in how you show up, but as your mindset. You stop seeing yourself as a passive bystander in your own life. We are all meant to be playing main characters, okay? Watch a movie and look at all the people on the side that just don't have a role in the movie, that are just like to be there to take up space. That's how you're living right now. Aren't you sick of that? Watching all the A-list actors around you enjoying their experience? Baby, main character energy. Embrace the power of chaos, okay? Recognize that every moment is an opportunity to choose different, every single opportunity. And that requires that level of taking full responsibility for your thoughts, for your actions, for your reactions, right? We're going to challenge and reframe those beliefs. We're going to identify and question everything that's keeping us stuck. We're replacing thoughts like, I can't, I'm not good enough, with something empowering like, I am capable of change. I deserve success. This is going to increase your self-confidence. Transform that negative talk. Transform your empowering beliefs. You'll start taking more courageous actions. You're going to do badass shit, okay? You're going to do superhero shit. And this is going to open up so many opportunities for you. Open so much of what's possible. And you clarify your vision and you set those intentional goals. Develop the absolute clear vision of what you want to create. Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be? Every fucking day, I think, who do I want to be today? Some days I'm like, I really want to be the best wife ever. Some days I'm like, I really want to be a super good mom. Some days I'm like, I want to kill it in business today. I can't be all things every single day, all day long. I really can't. But I still know that I get to choose and create every single day who I'm going to be. Set a clear vision, not just who you want to be, but what your goals are going to be. Break the vision down into small, tiny steps, manageable goals. And you want that clarity because it's easy to stay focused. It's easier to take that massive action. This gives you direction, it gives you purpose. And when you have the clear vision, you can eliminate that feeling of aimlessness. Like, where am I going with my life? What am I doing with my life? And you start moving towards a life that aligns with your values, with your ethics, with your passions, with your desires. Baby, you got to get uncomfortable. You got to step outside of your comfort zone. Consciously choose to step outside of it, even when it feels uncomfortable. Because the minute you leave that space of everything you know, it's uncomfortable. It's not meant to be safe, or it wouldn't be different. Not meant to feel safe. Take those small, consistent risks into the unfamiliar. Okay. This is where we kick in your personal growth. This is where we ignite your resilience. When you take consistent action outside of your comfort zone, you're building the confidence, you're developing the resilience that you need to navigate the rest of life's bullshit. Okay. We can't control anything outside of our choices and our reactions and our perspectives. We can't control any of that. It's all uncertain. It's all crazy. But you take your power back by knowing you can control who you are, how you respond, who you're going to show up, and who you're going to continue to be. It gets easier. It gets easier because remember, we're taking the steps to empower ourselves now. So this gets easier. And adopt that the growth mindset. Embrace the belief that your abilities, your intelligence, your circumstances can all improve with that effort. They can improve with that perseverance. View these challenges as opportunities for growth instead of threats or failures. Because this is what makes you adaptable, okay? With a growth mindset, you are more open to learning, you're more open to improving, and this allows you to approach life's challenges with curiosity instead of fear. You know, I feel like when we do something new, fear and excitement have the same emotional ring in my body, and they probably do yours if you really sat to take the time to say, how does this feel in my body? It's the same stuff. So now, when you're empowered, when you have the growth mindset, you know you're not fucking scared anymore. You're fucking excited. You're excited, right? You're excited. This shift is absolutely going to foster just greater success and fulfillment over time. And you don't just, a supportive network doesn't magically appear. You have to be intentional about cultivating this, about surrounding yourself with people that are going to inspire you and support you. And they're all around. The people that are going to hold you accountable to your goals, you guys wouldn't even believe the people that I have like holding me accountable right now. Okay. Nowhere in any space I'm in, but it's just someone that gives a fuck that is like, all right, let's do this. Make sure you're showing up today. Are you showing up today? There's what the fuck texts here and there. Everybody knows if I post a podcast on Apple or Spotify that there better be a fucking YouTube video along with it, right? There's accountability. Me being live on this app, I wasn't so worried about the app I really wanted to be on. Here I am on TikTok, who decides to put me in restriction for what? For what, TikTok? So I wasn't worried about the app. I was worried about disappointing the person that encouraged me to join it and to go live on it. I was like desperately texting, like, this is not, I don't know what's going on. It's not opening. But have those people that give a fuck, that are going to say, what the fuck? They're going to text you, what the fuck? Why aren't you doing what you said you were going to do? Holding you accountable to your goals. That's your motivation. That's your encouragement. A support network offers that practical advice. It offers the accountability, just even emotional encouragement. Like, yeah, I can fucking do this. Because I promise you have that doubt so packed in your brain communication lines that there is a whole fucking highway in your brain dedicated to telling you you're not good enough. You need people to help break that shit up, to give some detours. Okay. You need people. You need people. That's why you should be spending at least 4 days a week with me on the podcast because you need this. You need to hear this. You need me to tell you every fucking day that you're worth it. And there is more to your fucking mundane life. There is more. There is joy. There is passion. There is excitement. There is love. There is knowledge. There's abundance. You can breathe. I'll be here every day to tell you that. When you know you're not alone, it's easier to stay motivated and committed to making positive changes. That's just a fact. And it's time to heal and release emotional baggage. Maybe that should be your goal this week. I know, you know, the holidays is like a lot of pressure on a lot of people. Okay, shit goes down and people are dreading having to be around people they feel obligated to have to be around. I'm going to tell you right now, you don't have to be around anybody you don't want to be. You don't. And maybe this is the time where you decide that you're going to heal and release emotional baggage. If your family's attached to that, let it be. Do the inner work to heal the past wounds. That's it. Maybe think about doing some therapy, journaling. I'm going to recommend journaling for the rest of my life. I have a journal for you. You guys could see it in my camera. It's on my little stand here. What? Weekly goal setting journal. That shit's everywhere. Get a notebook and a pen and go for it. Maybe you need to exercise forgiveness, not just to the people that have hurt you, okay? Because this is my number one thing. Forgive them even if they're not sorry, because a lot of people aren't going to apologize. I've had to forgive a lot of people that I will never have a chance in this lifetime to ever hear an apology from, nor would I have ever. But if I stood stuck in my life because someone didn't say sorry to me, I sure the fuck wouldn't be sitting here doing this podcast. I wouldn't be the mom I was. I wouldn't be the wife I was. I don't even think I would be here, likely. Do what you have. Forgive. Forgive them. Forgive yourself. Have that self-compassion is fire, okay? That's the magic tool here. Let go of all of the shit so you can free up the energy that you need to become the person of the future that you desire, to be able to do the things in the future that you desire. This is going to give you emotional freedom. It's going to give you peace. And as you heal, you get to let go of all of those emotional triggers and patterns that are keeping you stuck in that victimhood, because baby, you're not a victim. You are not a victim. And we're over that. We don't play victim in this life anymore. And this is going to help you make decisions from a place of strength rather than a place of past pain. How many decisions in your life have you made because you're empowered? Or how many are you making because you're struggling and you're hurt? I want you to shift from feeling like a victim of circumstance. I want you to be empowered creator of your life. We are co-creating. Even after God created, spent 7 days creating everything, he continues to say, we're still creating. Every day is a new creation. You are a co-creator of an incredible life. This is all the benefits of really starting to become empowered and shifting from that victim mindset. You're going to have all the confidence you need in abundance. You're going to have incredible, copious amounts of resilience. You're going to know your purpose and you're going to walk in your purpose, and the world is going to magnetize to that. This is just huge for overall life satisfaction. And baby, you should be enjoying this life. We came for a human experience. We came to feel the emotions. We came to have a great time. And there's no secret hack to this. It just takes consistency. It takes just you willing to embrace change, knowing that it just literally starts with a single step. Anything you've ever done is one single step in the direction that you want to head. I want you to break free of the chains of everything holding you back. And I want you to know that you're worthy, you're amazing, you're beautiful, and I will see you guys tomorrow, okay? I love you.